You've just been hired as a clinical data coordinator. Your start date arrives. You sit down, you're handed a laptop, and someone tells you the study goes live in 6 weeks. Now what? That scenario is more common than you'd think. Clinical data management, CDM, is one of those roles where the job description says one thing and the reality says quite another. So in this episode, we're going to strip it back. What is CDM really? Who does it? And why does it matter so much for drug development? Let's start with the simplest definition. Clinical data management is the process of collecting, cleaning, and managing clinical trial data so that it can be safely and credibly used in regulatory submissions. Every number that goes into a new drug application, every adverse event tabulation, every efficacy endpoint, it all passes through CDM before it reaches the statistician or the regulator. That gives CDM enormous responsibility. If data is missing, wrong, or not collected per protocol, the consequences aren't just academic. Regulators can question an entire trial. Safety signals can be missed. Decisions that affect patients can be made on bad data. Now, who actually does this work? On a typical trial, you'll find a CDM team with several distinct roles. At the top is the CDM lead, or data manager lead, who owns the overall data management strategy for the study. They write the data management plan, they liaise with the sponsor and the CRO, and they're ultimately accountable for data quality. Below the lead, you have data coordinators who do the day-to-day work, reviewing incoming data, raising queries to sites, running edit checks, and tracking data flow. On studies with complex databases, you'll also find database programmers, people who build the EDC system, write the edit check logic, and manage data imports from external vendors. Then there are QC specialists, whose job is to catch errors the rest of the team might have missed. In regulated environments, QC isn't optional. ICH-E6, the Good Clinical Practice Guideline, requires it. Speaking of regulations, CDM sits right at the intersection of several major regulatory frameworks. ICH-E6-R3, the current GCP guideline, sets out how data should be handled, audited, and protected. FDA's 21 CFR Part 11 governs electronic records and electronic signatures in the United States. It's why your EDC system requires audit trails and access controls. The EU equivalent is Annex 11 of the EU GMP guidelines. These aren't abstract compliance documents. They directly shape how CDM teams work every single day. Now let's talk about where CDM sits in the trial life cycle. Think of a clinical trial as a pipeline with about a dozen major stages, from protocol development all the way through to regulatory submission. CDM is involved from the moment a protocol is finalized. We review the protocol to understand what data will be collected. We design the electronic case report forms. We set up the database. We validate everything before the first patient is enrolled. Then the trial runs. Data flows in from sites. CDM cleans it, raising queries, resolving discrepancies, running edit checks. When the last patient has completed their last visit, CDM enters what's called the database lock phase, a final burst of intense activity that ends when the database is locked and handed to biostatistics. After lock, CDM doesn't simply disappear. Data is archived, submissions are supported, and any post-submission queries from regulators get answered. In terms of where CDM sits organizationally, it depends enormously on the company. At a large pharma company, CDM might be a standalone department within clinical development. At a CRO, it might sit under data operations or biometrics. At a small biotech, one person might be wearing the CDM hat alongside three others. The career path is also worth mentioning. You might start as a clinical data coordinator or associate data manager. From there, you progress to data manager, then senior data manager, then CDM lead, then head of data management. Some people move into data standards, becoming CDSC specialists. Others move into systems, becoming EDC architects. The path is genuinely varied. So back to that first day. Your study goes live in 6 weeks. What do you need to do? Review the protocol. Check the data management plan. Make sure the ECRFs are designed and validated. Confirm the edit checks are written and tested. Make sure sites are trained. In other words, everything we're going to cover in this course. Let's get started.